From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. There's a lot of buzz surrounding the latest merger in the airline industry. Southwest Airlines is buying discount competitor AirTran. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports the deal is worth nearly $1.5 billion.
Although the name on the fuselage says Southwest, the nation's largest discount carrier is making a move east to Atlanta, where AirTran is based. The deal is likely to put pressure on Delta and U.S. Airways and give Southwest significant access into the Caribbean and Mexico. Southwest has been looking to grow through acquisition. Last year, it made a bid for bankrupt Frontier Airlines but lost out to Republic Airways. By acquiring AirTran, Southwest establishes a stronger East Coast presence where the company has been making forays. It will take a full 2 years to complete the integration. Wall Street approves. AirTran shares opened up nearly 60%, and Southwest opened higher, too. In addition to Atlanta, AirTran has hubs in Orlando and Milwaukee. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
President Obama has signed a small business lending bill into law, a political victory for Democrats 5 weeks before midterm elections. The legislation creates a $30 billion loan fund to give small business owners quicker access to credit. The president says it's vital to the sector and to job growth in general.
They are the anchors of our main streets. They are part of the promise of America. The idea that if you've got a dream and you're willing to work hard, you can succeed.
But GOP opponents say the loan fund would encourage banks to make loans to risky borrowers. Israel-Palestinian peace talks are still on the table, with the Palestinian leadership delaying any decision on whether to withdraw. Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he'll consult with negotiators in the wake of Israel's decision to let its moratorium on settlement building in the West Bank expire. Pakistan's government is protesting a NATO-led airstrike on insurgents in its territory, which it says violated its sovereignty. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Karachi that NATO says its helicopters chase insurgents over the Afghan border into Pakistan.
Foreign Office spokesman Abdul Basit said in a statement that there were no so-called hot pursuit rules, allowing NATO-led international security assistance forces to pursue targets over the Afghan-Pakistan border. He said that the incursion was an unacceptable violation of the ISAF's UN mandate and that Pakistan would be forced to respond to further violations. The ISAF said that its forces acted in self-defense when insurgents attacked Afghan forces at a remote outpost near the border on Saturday. Two attack helicopters chased the insurgents over the border and fired on them, killing about 30. The ISAF said its helicopters later killed 4 more militants. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Karachi.
Dow is down nearly 50 at 10,812. This is NPR. The first of 12 soldiers charged with crimes in Afghanistan is appearing before a military tribunal. Army Specialist Jeremy Morlock of Wasilla, Alaska, is charged with premeditated murder and the deaths of 3 Afghan civilians. The hearing will determine whether the case proceeds to court-martial. A Southern California man has been convicted of 3 counts of second-degree murder for driving drunk and causing a wreck that killed Los Angeles Angels pitcher Nick Adenhart and 2 of his friends. We have more details from Hetty Lynn Hurtes of member station KPCC.
23-year-old Andrew Gallo was responsible for the crash in April of 2009 in Fullerton that killed Adenhart, his girlfriend, and another passenger. A third friend survived but had to have his skull reattached to his spine. Prosecutors had alleged in the 2-week trial that Gallo, whose blood alcohol level was nearly 3 times the legal limit, spent hours drinking beers and shots with his stepbrother at 3 different bars before running a red light and crashing into the car driven by Adenhart's girlfriend. Adenhart died just hours after pitching 6 scoreless innings in his season debut. Gallo could face the death penalty. For NPR News, I'm Hetty Lynn Hurtes in Los Angeles.
Georgia authorities will make a third attempt tonight to execute a convicted killer. The punishment was delayed twice before when Brandon Joseph Rowe tried to kill himself. Rowe's attorneys are fighting for another postponement. They argue that Rhodes may not fully understand why he is on death row. The 31-year-old was convicted in 2000 of murdering a father and 2 children during a burglary. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.